transition is pretty smooth. We got a great group of guys over here, and they accepted me so far, and just been getting in and grinding and working and just really trying to learn the system and learn the guys around me.
Some guys on offense have already talked about how much going against you is helping them improve right now at the time of year. Does it kind of help get you caught up quicker when you're going against DT, Eric Decker, Peyton's back there?
Yes, sir, especially with the tempo that they've been going in and out the huddle, getting to the line of scrimmage, and just with Peyton throwing the ball and the receivers he has in Decker and DT, guys that are physical, can stretch the field if they need to and make adjustments to the ball, and it seems like Peyton knows where to put the ball in, and they make the great adjustment, which is harder for a corner to adjust to the ball, but at the end of the day, you know, it's getting me better and the competition is real good.
What is that tempo?
Help you think faster, you know, and it's helping me work my mind and just understanding the tempo and just going out and playing fast. You know, it's allowed me to play fast and play competitive, and I think you get a team that try to dictate the tempo, you'll be ready for it.
There's been a number of veteran guys like yourself that have come in and joined this team, and guys have had success in years past in the league. What do you think that's meant for the team, whether it's you or Welker or Jams or Vasquez or whatever?
I think you could just – everybody that's coming in, you can put our heads together as far as just experience and what we know from the game and try to, you know, get with everybody else and get what they know from the game and just help better each other and just go out there and compete every day.
So that experience maybe can build on each other, you guys know what's going on.
Right.
You can learn that much from each other.
Yes, sir, especially the older guys with Jeremy and Champ, guys have been doing it for a long time and been consistent at it. You can definitely pick their mind and get better.
Outside of football, there's a hot restaurant, there's a hot club, and because so many veteran guys come in, is this a hot team and it's a destination that either you maybe friends in the league say, man.
Yeah,
you're a lucky guy to be playing there.
Yeah, you get that a lot, you know, just coming from the teams I've been on and still being in contact with them guys, you know, they all saying the same thing, like, man, y'all guys stacked over there, you know, it's looking to do good things this year, and you know the expectation here.
Did you find that out pretty quickly?
Yeah.
Now during OTAs, the expectations and how they want to use this time right now,
I kind of figured that on the visit, just getting the feel for the coaches and how they were talking and just looking at where they came from last year, you know, the things that they did and how they're on the uprising and building. You just want to come in and try to be a part of that.
How's your view of the game different now and what you want out of the game now than it was 3-4 so years ago?
You know, just coming in, you know, I was just happy to just be in the league and, you know, not really understanding everything that's put into it as far as just the time, your body, your off season, the studying and the playing and stuff. Now I understand that the older I get, you know, that you gotta take it like a job approach and you gotta take it serious, because at the end of the day, you know, it's just an opportunity for us to play and that opportunity could be gone in any minute.
Champ called this secondary stacked. That's what he said when he's in Airplane. And now you've added Quentin Jammer. What are your impressions of this group and how good it
can be? Real good with the guys that are back there, even with some of the younger guys like Chris, Tony, you know, and Omar. You know, them guys are real good too, and then they're learning, you know, from some of the best to ever do it, and Champ and Quentin. And you are stacked, but that brings out competition, you know, because, you know, at any given point, anybody could be in there out of those guys. So you kind of want to come out there and just continue working, and it helps everybody get better.
In addition to those young guys, have you been able to see much from Kayvon Webster, the guy that they took this year? What have you seen
from him? When he first came in, you know, he was a guy like me coming first, seeing just all speed, you know, and he's really been putting in the time, and I could see him. Sometimes we stay after, sometimes we come on days when he's supposed to come on, and he's a guy that's working. You know, you don't too much see that in young guys coming in, guys that want to put that working time in.
You've been in the league for a while, and you've sized up a lot of guys, and you've gone against a lot of guys, and I would imagine that, you know, nobody awes you or impresses you. Talk a little bit about Vaughn Miller and what you see as, you know, you compare him to anybody you played with in the past or played against or whatever, and if there's, you know, some athleticism that's special among guys, does that,
you know, The main thing I see out of him when I was in Arizona, you know, he reminded me of a guy like Darnell Dockett, you know, just full speed, all out go. You know, even if he make a mistake, he's going 100 miles per hour. And you can see it in his workout, on the field, whenever they snap the ball, he takes pride in being the first guy off the ball and just getting to the quarterback. So he's a high motor guy that really you got to match his tempo.
You've been to the Super Bowl, to where this team obviously wants to go. What can you take from that experience to help guide this team?
I would say just be all in and be committed, you know, understand the task at hand and just go out there and work, you know. In seasons, you know, you have your up and downs. If you can get through it as a team, you know, it help prepare you for, like, adversity during playoffs and times like that.
We've had offensive guys in here, and they talk about the pace that the offense wants to go at. They say fast. That fast?
Yeah, it really is, because sometimes, you know, just being outside on the corner, it's hard to get back to the huddle, so it's hard to get the call. So sometimes you're just looking all over the place, but you just got to zone back in, because they show a lot moving fast, but it's getting us in condition.
Do